It's Volunteer Appreciation Day here on 88.7 MyFM, presented by Tim's Truck and Equipment Service. I'm joined in studio by George Wager. George, thank you very much for joining me today. Can you start off by telling me a little bit about how you got involved with the Napanee Raiders?
Okay, well, it all began in 1989, Emily, and it wasn't at the first of the season. I remember sitting at home with my mother in Newburgh, and it was a night in, it was about December the 22nd of that year. And all of a sudden I said, well, Mom, I think I'll go in and watch the Raiders game. Well, you can go ahead. Gordy, my brother, was lived down the road. So I said, well, if anything happens, Gordy can look after you. She said, oh, that'd be fine. I don't think he'll have to. So anyways, I went in there, and what they had been done, they had been taping the games, but there was no announcer. So I guess the practice before, the coach says, you know, it wouldn't be too bad if we had an announcer to do this. And the other coach speaks up, and he says, well, I know somebody will do it. George Wager will do it. Oh, Newberg. He can come in and do it. And they said, sure. So I remember going to the game that Saturday night. It was a Saturday night game with Baydock. And I'm standing upstairs, and someone said, are you going to be here today? And I said, yeah, I just got here to watch the game. Well, we need somebody to like to have you do the play-by-play. We think you'd like to do that. And I said, sure. When do you want me to start? In a couple of weeks? No, we want to start tonight. So I had to hurry down and get a lineup, and Jeff Webster was the cameraman, and I went up in the booth with him, and I introduced myself, and the next thing you know, we started. It was on a Saturday night in December. It wasn't the first of the season. It was right in December, but after that, I didn't miss any games.
And now, why do you feel it's so important to give back?
Why is it important? Well, because I always like to get involved with sports in any community. The fact that I'm in this community is good, and I like to do what I do, and that's my life. Sports is my life, especially the hockey announcing is my life. And as you know, you've heard me on there, me and Trevor. Trevor's the play-by-play guy, but I was the play-by-play guy for the first few years. And then that's when we did Napanee Digital on cable. And then we switched over to this when this radio station became available. And then that's when Trevor stepped in and he became the play-by-play. And at that time, here's what happened. The PA guy had passed away, and Morris Hart was doing it. So he met me on the street one day, and he says, do you think you'd be interested in doing the PA? He says, I really don't want to do it that much anymore. And I says, yeah, okay, but under one condition, as long as I get to be on the radio with the Raiders too. Well, he says, I think we can work something out. So then Pam called me and said, here's what we're going to do. You can keep your PA first and third periods. And the second period, you can go upstairs with Trevor Struthers, who's doing the play-by-play, and you can be his color commentary. Is that suitable for you? I says, yeah, that'll be okay. So that's what I was doing with him over the last few years.
And now, George, what accomplishment are you most proud of?
The two championships. And I will say it to my grave, the best team we've ever played was the 1990 Orangeville Crushers. I would like to have the coach hear this interview because it's funny how the best team I think we've ever played was the first year, the Orangeville Crushers. That was the semifinals of Ontario, and they beat us four straight, and we had a good team. And I always said, if we didn't have to play them, I think we would have beat that Belle River team that they played, but we didn't get a chance to play them. Wouldn't you know it, the next couple of years, Orangeville didn't have Junior C. So if they hadn't had Junior C that year, maybe we would have been the champions that year, too. We were already champions in 92, 93, and, of course, 3 years ago.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, George, for joining me today. And everyone's looking forward to the next season of the Napanee Raiders.